The U.S. lost to Poland 3-1 in a World Cup soccer match today, but the Americans will still advance to the second round of play. At the Lucky Bar here in Washington, D.C., hundreds of fans who were there to cheer for the U.S. ended up rooting for South Korea, whose victory over Portugal enabled the U.S. to advance. Kevan Antonio Hidari was at today's U.S.-Poland match in Daejeon, South Korea, and Poland, Kevan, had not scored a goal before today. They got two in a hurry.
Yeah, well, they came out playing for pride, and as the people in the Lucky Bar already know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because the United States got spanked today but still made it through to the second round, which is a bit perplexing, but that's the way World Cup soccer goes. When you have four teams in a group and you have three games to add up as many points as you can sometimes go into your last game and you need a result, certain combination of results. For a moment, it looked like if Poland had beaten the U.S. and Portugal and Korea had tied, U.S. was out. When Korea scored a goal, that meant the U.S. was in.
Yeah. Poland totally dominated. It looked like the U.S. was playing 5 men against 20.
Well, yes, I think the U.S. came out a bit listless, I would put it, and I think the bloom is off the rose. I think it was a Pyrrhic victory, because part of the appeal of this was the fact that perhaps this U.S. team could get the American public on the bandwagon about the World Cup. However, even though they lost today, they have 3 days until Monday when they face Mexico. And then that game really is a do-or-die game, because they think they can beat Mexico and make it then to the quarters.
What do you expect from that game?
They feel that they can beat Mexico. And in this World Cup, any World Cup, the second round is a different tournament altogether. I mean, Italy, for example, hasn't had a very good World Cup so far, but their mentality is the second round, you start over with a new deck of cards.
Well, some of the tournament favorites have already been eliminated, including Argentina and the defending champion, France. So who are the teams to beat now?
I think, as I said, Italy, they have that mentality, that winning mentality. They just wanted to get through the first round. England looks good, and then there's always Brazil. And it's tough to underestimate the amount of weight that soccer history carries. The responsibility of having to go far in a tournament, of your people expecting you to get to the semifinal or a final, otherwise it's considered a failure, well, those are the kinds of expectations that Italy and Brazil play. I mean, for example, Portugal has a great team, and today they fought and they hit the post a couple of times. It was all sound and fury, signifying nothing, because Korea scored and they made it through. And I think it's great for the tournament atmosphere, at least.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. is getting good work in goal. They need to put a little more offense out there.
Well, yes, they seemed like, I mean, you want to see a team, once you get two goals down, that they react. They want to show some sort of fighting spirit. But it was difficult. They seemed, the crowd here seemed to be against them. They kept chanting, Tehamingun, which is Great Korea. And at 10:21, when the referee whistled the end of that game, the American players here knew that they had made it through, because Korea had won, and that meant, basically, in a parallel universe where these games are being played at the same time, that the U.S. made it through and Portugal didn't.
Thank you very much. Kevan Antonio Hidari in Daejeon, South Korea.